you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one Gerbils the other night. Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah. That was a good pizza.
Yeah. Fat wallets and empty hearts.
Fat wallets, empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, yeah, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music, purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Probably just be, probably be Joel, because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitis. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock School.
Just give in. Could be the bleed or give it up. What's up, everyone? You are tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 710. On this episode, we are going to be talking to Matt Muckle, who is Pittsburgh legend. Is that the word I want to use? Well known in the Pittsburgh scene, and a new member of Kingdom Come. We'll get to that in a moment. At the top of the show, you heard from A Common Crown and their song Cry. We heard Skell, Suicide Eyes, and Thoriaca, Souvenirs. And that's the heaviest we're going to be tonight. But we'll get to that in a moment. And with me now is Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not too much. I was just giving Matt a flyby. We run in a lot of the same circles, but it never talked before.
Now we are. Yeah. We're like best friends now.
So way back in 1996, I built my first band website, and it was for the band Hybrid, and Matt Franny was the drummer in that band, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar with him.
Yeah, Matt's a great guy, great player. Yeah. Good people.
And Matt was on that track, the very first track tonight, which was Cry from A Common Crown, and we will hear from him a little later with the Borstal Boys song, too. So, hey, so Kingdom Come. You were telling me off the air some stuff that we are not going to get too deep into, but I did want to make sure that anyone who wasn't familiar knows the band was formed in 1987 in Hamburg, Germany. Lenny Wolf was the lead singer, and he pulled the band together. Danny Stagg, who is from Pittsburgh and was supposed to be here with us tonight, but unfortunately cannot be, was an original member, and he's in the band now. The current lineup has three original members and a new singer and new drummer, which is Matt. and there's some shows coming up.
There are shows coming up, and we're super excited. It's going to be March 15th at the Lamp Theater in Irwin, Pennsylvania. And then the next night is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio at the Mercury Music Lounge. I always get that confused with the Mercury Cafe in New York City. I want to say Mercury Cafe because I played there so many times. And but it's Mercury Music Lounge in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. So we're excited about those shows. We're rehearsing right now. We started rehearsing back in August. And in search of, you know, a new front man. And we auditioned a bunch of guys and found some great singers and maybe some that weren't so great and like it usually goes. So we've been working a little bit to get this up and going, and so we found a new guy. He's amazing. His name is Zeke Kaplan, and he's from LA. And 29-year-old kid, man, it's like John Karabi on like Hooligans Holiday meets Tom Kiefer, and he plays rhythm guitar, and he's just an animal, you know. And there's no one will ever replace Lenny because he was the best singer to me as a kid. When I had Kingdom Come on my posters on the walls, I just knew he was special. Man, I knew that dude was no joke. I mean, I think he's one of the best rock singers I ever walked on stage, you know, in my opinion. So, but this new dude is killing it. We're super excited, and we're ready to go. Play some shows, do some touring, you know?
So the band members are kind of spread out, right? We have Zeke and...
LA, Florida, Pittsburgh. You know?
And it was kind of like... I was looking at Wikipedia, was my friend today. There have been quite a few members with it not being consistent lineup. There have been members from Italy and Germany and the U.S. and all over the place. Yeah. And I'm sure even like everyone's in the U.S. now, but I'm sure getting together is still tough.
Yeah. Well, you know, it can be trying. However, we have like four people that want to do this, or five, and really want to do this and really want to make it happen again. And so the band is stronger than ever. I mean, it sounds like an ensemble rebel force. It is monstrous. It's heavy. and you know, with young blood in the band, you know, and it's just, it's kicking ass, man. We're super excited about it. The other night, there has been a ton of members. I think it's kind of was Lenny trying to rejuvenate and resurrect the band several times, and it never really came to fruition and came to any type of, you know, great success as big as it was back in 88 to about 91, 92. It's, we're ready to do it again. We're excited. Everyone's, you know, sober and ready to go and ready to win, right?
Nice. Yeah. So Doc Rock is saying what's up to you from Metal Shop 101 on Music 412.
Doc Rock.
And about 25 other radio stations.
Hey. Good to see radio stations, man, playing. Stuff's getting better. I'm hearing a lot of great music. New music stuff going on. It just sounds great. Some of the new stuff's awesome, you know?
Well, here, let's get an idea of what you listen to before we take our first break in about 4 minutes. So you guys decide to let me drive your tour bus here in the U.S. What am I going to be playing in between gigs while we're traveling?
Well, it's going to be very strange. You're going to hear Bitches Brew from Miles Davis to Metallica to Slayer. I mean, you're going to have – I'm a Yacht Rock fan. I'm just telling you. I really am. I'm Steve Gadd and Jeff Porcaro. No one really knows that I can play different styles other than like cock rock and, you know, beat the drums like a Neanderthal. I come from a different background from like old funk and R&B stuff as a young child. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Kiss. I'm a big fan of Foo Fighters, Motley Crue, Van Halen. And my two favorite bands are the Beatles and Zeppelin. So yeah, you're gonna hear a lot of Beatles, a lot of Zeppelin, you know. Which, by the way, we will be doing. We are embracing our roots. We are gonna play probably a Jimi Hendrix song or so, and or two, and a Zeppelin song or so. So in our set, so we're excited, man. So you know, yeah, the eclectic listening spectrum it's a massive array of all kinds of stuff. But for me, I am a rocker. I mean, if I'm gonna listen to stuff, I'm gonna listen to, you know, I love old Van Halen, you know. That's my thing. And Zeppelin and Beatles. You know. I'm like a has been. I like old man rock, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I was gonna tell you that I would enjoy what we were listening to. That's kind of where I am too. I do get a lot of new music doing this. And I'd say 95% of it, I'm like, this is cool. not all of it.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to be in this position. And in fact, the next song that we're going to play here shortly, I'll give it a little bit of information about it. And you're going to probably know this name. We have a brand new unreleased track from Bill Toms and Hard Rain.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to play it exclusively until its release date of April 5th. Okay. So anyone that wants to hear new Bill Toms, it's only here.
It's on 412, baby.
That's right. Rocky said to tell you nice wood panels.
Tell him I need them painted. He can come over. I love Rocky, by the way. I'll do anything for he and Vinny are like, they're my brothers, man. You know, I played and toured and frayed with those guys for a good year and a half. And we were out with, doing quite a few like opening slots. They got with Buck Cherry and whatnot. So we were, you know, we had a good time, you know.
Very cool. Yeah. Tell you what, let's take a moment and listen to that Bill Toms track. And we'll be right back.
This is Bill Toms, 412.
Bill Toms and Hard Rain. I fulfilled my dream.
My burden my dream. And I lived a lifetime on the doorstep of sin. Ain't nobody weeping for what might have been. Outskirts of Rome. And pardon me, driver, my friend, if you please, I'll get out here, 'cause I fulfilled my dream.
Okay, so we are back. That was the brand new track, I Fulfilled My Dream by Bill Toms and Hard Rain. Those of you checking us out live on the video side, you got to see commercials for Metal Shop 101 and John Ballistic's Underground Jukebox, which are both on the radio station at musicfrom412.com. Wow, let me try that again. Musicfrom412.com/radio.
Yeah, that's how it
was. So I'm going to ask you what's quickly becoming like the second official Build the Scene question. And that's, what's the best pizza you've had because you're a musician? So you have to tell me a story that goes along with when you had the pizza.
Oh, well, man, you know, well, the best pizza in town here, I mean, is there's three places and fat kids know pizza. So, you know, so anyway, Fury's. Minio's is just not because it is the best pizza in town. It might be, and then Fury's and then Beto's. Now, do I have any funny stories about pizza? Like, I don't know.
I mean, have you any recording sessions where you were eating the pizza, or before or after a gig, or at a gig? You know.
Hmm. Funny stories, any kind of stories, eating pizzas. I don't remember. I don't know. Oh, you know, I think we shared a. Well, you know, I think the last time I had Minio's is with Scott Blasey from the Clarks. We were doing. I just produced his new single. It goes to radio at the end of this month. So we grabbed Fiori's that day. I'm sorry, because Fiori's is right down the street on from the studio in Dormont. So that was an excellent pizza that day. It was when you get a fresh, it's awesome. So
Before you go any further, you need to drop the studio name.
Oh, Hollywood Studios.
There you go.
Hollywood Studios over in Dormont. Matt Vaughn owns it, and I work. I produce and write for all the bands that mostly come in there. I traffic most of the people that come in and record, and I do all my production there. Yeah, when I cut drum tracks for people around the world or whatever, I cut them there and I send them out. You know, pretty amazing place. Go check it out. So anyway, yeah, a lot of pizza's been eaten in that studio. So yeah, it's definitely been Fiori's because it's so close. But not because of that, because it is probably one of the best pizza places. Beto's is down the hill, but it's just not as good as Fiori's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm going to ask you the actual official question. I may even tell a little bit of the story to go with it. So the question is, who's your Dave Grohl? And the way it came about was, anytime I'm on YouTube, there's a Foo Fighters video or a Dave Grohl's video in that run of what's going to play next. No matter what I search, I could search how to fix a part on my car and there's Dave Grohl. So what I mean by the question, though, is the Foo Fighters are known for bringing people up out of the stands and letting them play a song with them. So who would you want to go up on stage with and play one of their songs besides Kingdom Come?
Van Halen. Van Halen, with or without, with Eddie, of course. Led Zeppelin. I mean, I know these bands are gone, but, I mean, what would be better than playing for Led Zeppelin or Van Halen or, you know, the Beatles, you know, why not? Foo Fighters, why not the Foo? I mean, the Foo Fighters actually, you know, when rock and roll was killed, in my opinion, in like 92, 91, 92, when I was in high school, I watched the nastiness of big rock and roll get squashed and guys with dirty cardigans and heroin addiction become rock stars. And I just wanted to go take their lunch money and beat them up. I was like, dude, I don't dig you. I don't like, wash your hair, do something. Don't do heroin, do blow, have some fun. You know what I mean? What's the problem? You know? Why are you so pissed off? You know? So that was part of my, like, you know, being late 40s, I'm part of the grunge scene. But I was a little kid playing drums, you know, as a young kid at 3-4 years old. So Ted Nugent, Kiss, you know, Van Halen was definitely on my record player, you know. So, you know, as far as that goes, yeah. So I have four Dave Grohls. Beatles, Van Halen, you know, Zeppelin, and, you know, Foo Fighters. I mean, you know. Dave Grohl is one of the best studio drummers as far as rock and roll goes, in my opinion.
So now I'm going to ask you that DeLorean question that I told you would come up. And if I would have asked it earlier, it would have helped you with that answer, but we'll pretend I did. So you're leaving a show and there's a DeLorean sitting outside with its door open, a flux capacitor in the back seat, and you can go back in time and hang out with any band in the history of the world. Who are you going to hang out with and approximately what time period?
Look, I'm all about having fun, okay, and laughing. So I'm going to go where there's a lot of fun. And guess who I'm going to pick?
I'm Motley Crue, probably.
Van Halen.
Van Halen? Okay.
I'm going out with Van Halen. You know, I mean, either Dave or Sammy, I don't care. I don't do Gary Cherone. So I want to have some fun. I want to go hang out with Diamond Dave and have some, maybe go to jail that night with him. I don't know. I'm into it. I'm sold. So yeah, it definitely. I'd go back to 1984. Whatever, they weren't getting along too well. Let's say 1981, when things weren't bad, when it was a lot of fun, you know. And they didn't want to kill each other. And then Sammy around 1988 was a good year for me. I was 14, and that's when the first time I saw Kingdom Come on MTV. And they're on Metal Music Half Hour at 3:30 in the afternoon after school with Guns N' Roses every day and Kiss and, you know, Mr. Big. I mean, they're all getting radio play or video play. Every time I turned on MTV, it seemed like it was every hour Kingdom Come, their video was on every 45 minutes to an hour. And you know, so it was one of those things, man, you know, like, you know, wow, you know, no joke, seeing that stuff. You know, as a young kid, and it blew my mind, you know. So yeah, and then yeah, the flux capacitor. That, man, how many trips do I get?
Well, I mean, nobody really know because you're going to bring it back at the same time.
I can stay there, right?
Right.
Did you ever see Hot Tub Time Machine?
No.
Go watch that, dude. It's so stupid funny. Pretty great. You'll like it. They go back to the 1980s, and it's everything that you have fun about the 80s, what you think. That's exactly what's going on in that movie. It's pretty funny. You know?
So let's talk about, you mentioned watching Kingdom Come on MTV, and now you're part of Kingdom Come. What's that feel like?
It's humbling, you know. Very, very, very proud of that. I've known Danny Stagg since I was a kid, and he's always been like one of my biggest cheerleaders, you know. And very thankful for that, because I have the utmost respect for that man. He's a brother. He's a big brother. He's a good friend. And one of the best guitarists in the world, you know, he really is. And it is weird. You know, I've had the opportunity to play with like Lynch Mob. I was playing for George Lynch and Paul Gilbert and the guys. I played for a lot of the guys from Guns N' Roses. I was their drummer and stuff. And having them on my wall as a kid, I mean, God, I mean, you know, Gene Simmons produced one of the albums. My old manager is Bill Coyne, Kiss's manager. So. Stuff on my bedroom walls as a kid, not this, but saying I had a room filled with posters from Hip Raider and, you know, Spencer's, you know, Gibson. I had Kingdom Come, I had Mr. Big and Dokken and Van Halen. I get to work with all those guys. So it's really, when I lived in LA, I really, I was like, wow, it's kind of surreal. I'm working with Gilby Clark for Guns N' Roses. I'm working with, you know, Buck Cherry. I'm working with, you know, Dizzy Reed from Guns N' Roses and DJ Ashba. So,
well, let me ask before you go on. So, Buck Cherry, Keith Nelson was from Pittsburgh. Did you know him here, or did you meet him in L.A.?
I met him in L.A. I don't know how old Keith is, but he's older than me. I know for sure. I was signed to Atlantic Records. My second record deal was Atlantic. Was a band called Cinematic, and we were based out of Youngstown, Ohio, and in Cleveland. And we had this pretty big deal, and we were signed with Atlantic and CAA. And so we had the same booking agent as Buck Cherry. And then we were on tour with them for almost a year straight. And then whether it was out with King, with Buck Cherry, then Kid Rock, or Buck Cherry and AC/DC, or whatever, we seemed to be working together quite a bit. So yeah, and Keith, he called me one day, and we were out on tour together, and my band was starting to fizzle. I knew we were getting dropped because the album didn't sell well, you know. And Keith called me on the phone and said, you know, hey man, you know, stop being a pussy and join the band. Sorry, is that a bad word?
That's the second show in a row that it's been used.
Sissy. Okay. Don't be such a sissy. And so I was like, yeah, man, you know, let's go. So they flew me out and I started doing studio tracks for them for the third album. And, you know, that band kind of defunct that night. Was playing with DJ Ashba. And Keith has been another big cheerleader, man, for me. He's really helped me out quite a bit, you know. I'm very blessed to have people that are heavyweights in the business and referred me, you know, and trusted me. So, and so, yeah, I met Buck Cherry on the road opening up for them. And then that's when I started cutting some drum tracks in the studio and was hoping to do some touring, but the band broke up and I had to move on and, you know, start playing with DJ Ashba at the time. So, you know, gonna make a living.
Hey, so, I'm looking through my archives. I have three Super Monkey songs. I think you probably played on all three of them, but I'm going to make sure before I pick one. I have Elsa Benita.
I did play that one. Yeah, yeah.
You Can't Lie to God, which is a fairly new one.
I probably did.
And then what's the other one I have?
You know, man, there's times I'm driving down the road. I swear this happened to me. Not just once or twice, and a few times I'm driving and it was like, whether I'm in some other state or something, and like, I think I play drums on that track. Like, I can't sometimes, because that's what I do for a living. I'm in the studio equipment, I'll cut tracks, and I don't even hear the vocals sometimes. And I want this played, so I won't even, I can't, but that does sound familiar, that song.
And then the other one I have is Forgive Me When I'm Gone. I believe it's written about Kurt Cobain, if that helps.
Yeah, I may have. Yeah. I have worked with Chris quite a bit, you know.
All right, so, Elisa Bonita, you definitely played on though, right?
Yeah, that's like, I did.
So I'm going to cut a band at the end of the show, and I'm not going to say who because that would not be cool. And we're going to play that Super Monkey track, Elisa Bonita, at the end. But what we're going to play now, what we're going to play now is the Borstal Boys Rock and Roll Freeway, which features Matt Franny, who also plays in Super Monkey. So two Matts, one band. I don't know.
he's a great player. He sounds great on this.
Catch!
So I returned you back to me.
Hi.
Is that hello me? It's me again.
Hello me. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we have,
I love that album, by the way.
What am I supposed to? Oh, I'm supposed to put you on the spot and tell you that we need tickets to give away to the lamp, to the Lamp Theater show.
Yeah, that's fine. We're gonna hook you up.
Cool. So we have about 5 minutes if we're gonna hit my time mark, and what I really want to know is, being someone who has been on tour and has worked with some major players in the industry, tell me about an embarrassing moment that happened on tour.
Oh man, hold on. There's a ton of those. Embarrassing. Okay. It has to do with drinking. And I'm not going to swear. I promise you. Okay. So we're outside of our bus. It's 4th of July. I was drinking all night. And Fort Lauderdale, we had the night off, and it's just going out on a night off, you know, and you're at the beach. It was 4th of July. It's crazy. And I'm kind of the clown that likes to, with my severe ADHD, after being in the bus for 4 hours and going crazy, I got to go in and I get lost in stores, this, that, the other. They can't find me. So I'm down the road buying illegal fireworks in a tent. I go, where's the good stuff, dude? Come on, give me the illegal stuff. He goes, it's back here. So I come out, man, I'm like the white trash dad from Pittsburgh. Like, you know, I don't have any money, but I got natural light cigarettes and fireworks. You know? And so anyway, we're there. So I get ready. I play a show. We're down. I think we're playing the House of Blues down there. I think it's Red. And I was out with Buck Cherry. And I'm out. Like, we're on tour together. So I think I have a picture. I'll have to send it to you guys. I stick one of these bottle rockets into the ground. Kind of thinking it wasn't pushed in all the way through, but going onto a hedge. So, you know, when you're in parking lots, you have little islands and you're
right. You
know, so I like this thing. I like two of them together, like an idiot. Let's just do it right, you know? So light up and all these girls are around, everyone's around. And I'm like, woo, you know, like an idiot. I like this thing, dude. And I'm backing up and I don't see there's another island behind me as I'm backing up. Okay. Whew, all backwards in the hedges. This bottle rock comes out, shoots out the side, rips through my shirt, cuts my face.
Oh.
I mean, it was a big red and blue mark, like the flame or the sparks are coming out, whatever the colors of it, hit my face with red and blue coming across. I was like, I'm gonna keep it there. I'm gonna keep it. It looks like makeup. We're gonna go with it, you know. Like, dude, yeah. So there was about 100 people that saw that happen. I was like, I'm fine. I'm on fire and shit. So yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. I mean, other, you know. So,
I have one more question for you.
Okay.
So, I call this the Diesel Beast question. They're a band out of Denton, Texas. They play classic metal. And I asked them if they could play with any band anywhere in the world, and doesn't have to be a normal venue. Where would they play? And their answer was they wanted to play at Stonehenge with Dio, which means he would have to be revived.
Yeah.
So Stonehenge seems, maybe that's why it's there, to bring Dio back. We just have to figure out what order to press them.
He's freaking amazing. Yeah.
So same question to you. If you could play with anybody in the world at any venue, where and who?
Wembley Stadium, Beatles.
That sounds easy, like a right? good call.
I mean, like, why not? It's gonna be the best rock band in the world. You know what I mean?
Hey, so last thing I need from you is give me the rundown on the show at the Lamp Theater again, please.
Okay, so it's Friday, March 15th at the Lamp Theater in Irwin, Pennsylvania, right on Main Street. It's an awesome venue. I played there a bunch of times. And then 16th of March, the night after, is going to be in Cleveland. Actually, close to where I think it's Beechwood, I think. It's still Cleveland, Ohio. It's a Mercury Music Lounge. And both, I think, shows start 7 o'clock, I think, around there. So each one, you know. I'm not exactly sure about the tickets, the price of the tickets, but I'll be throwing you some free tickets for the show. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. And then we can give them away, or Rocky and I might show up. We'll see what happens.
Hey, I would love to see you guys there. I mean, every Mark Madden shows up. He's, I mean, he's, hey, we'll be on his show as well. So,
Then it's a good thing I didn't ask you the question I stole from him.
Oh, what's that?
If you could sit down and eat dinner with any four people in the history of the world, who would they be?
Okay, it'd have to be a wrestler, right? One wrestler. I don't know who that'd be. Would it be Ric Flair?
So probably for him. Oh, but okay. I heard him ask it.
Yeah.
Well, I heard him ask it and I stole it.
I bet you, well, if I would sit down and have dinner with anyone, I don't know. Who's the biggest rock star? Probably Jesus, man, right? Jesus.
He comes up a lot, yes.
He's no joke. He's the real deal, man. So I'm going to stick with God and his son, That's where I'm at.
Cool. Hey, Matt, I want to thank you for hanging out with me.
Thanks for having me. And, dude, I can't wait to see everyone. Thank you for your time. Rocky, thank you so much.
Make sure that you guys head out to that show on Friday, March 15th at the Lamp Theater in Irwin. And if you're in the Cleveland area, you're going to want to head out the next day to that one. With that said, this has been episode number 710 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
710.
And I have four more tracks for you. We're going to play a new one for the show. It's called Leather and Lace by the band Red Up Rhonda. We're going to play the Low Life Drifters. We're going to get a little rockabilly on you with that one. That's called It's Gonna Be Me. See if you can figure out what that one's about. I'm going to tell Matt when we're off the air. We're going to listen to Super Monkeys, Elisa Benita. And then we're going to end things with a little blues rock.
I have a question. He shot a video for that, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm not in the video. I'm just on the track.
The video is skull painting.
That's it. Yes. Yeah. That's definitely not me.
in the video.
In the video. Playing. I'm on the track playing drums. Yeah.
Okay. I think it must have been, I bet it was Matt Franny. And I'd have to go back and look.
I'd have to go look and see, yeah.
But and then the last track, a little blues rock. The track is called The River, and the band is Lone Crow Rebellion. And thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week on Monday. It's not normally Wednesday. This is a special thing. And once again, go to music from the412.com and check out the radio and the TV and all the stuff we have going on there. Check out my website, buildascene.com, where Three Questions and a Song, Friendly Fire, and the Pennsylvania Rock Show live.
Yeah, no, and then we have
Kingdom. Yes.
KingdomComeBand.com as well. That's our website. So
I was trying to find it and I couldn't. That's why I didn't bring it up. I found Lenny's website with a history on it. But
yeah, there's it's a new one. So we just, since there was, we parted ways with Keith. He had a girl running it, so we have our managers taking care of it now. So yeah, he's good.
So it's KingdomComeBand.com?
I believe so. Correct me if I'm wrong. Let's see if that's right.
I hope so, because I just put it up on the screen.
It's new, so
here let's double check it. Okay. KingdomComeBand.com. That's not it. It says this is parked free.
It's parked free.
Or maybe it is it and it's just not completed yet.
No, you see. I'll tell you now. Kingdom Come Rock. Oh, I'm sorry, KingdomComeRockBand.com. Forgive me.
All right, so we're just gonna put that up on the screen. Like so. Yeah. There we go. KingdomComeRockBand.com. And we're going to give it the test, too. There it is.
Woo! I know I get it right the second time.
But, hey, so once again, thanks for hanging out with me tonight, Matt. Hang out for a moment. Those of you that are new to the show, even though it's not Monday, I'm still going to broadcast this at about 18 minutes, as long as everything works, on music from the 412.com/radio. And it'll be all over the world after that. My name is Bill. This has been episode 710.
Scratch my itch. I know it's gonna end up being me. I know it's gonna end up being me. I know it's gonna end up being me. Your mouth and make me your wife. I know it's gonna end up being me. I know it's gonna end up being me. I know it's gonna end up being me.
scratch cause they don't itch. I know it's gonna end up being me. I know it's gonna end up being me. Me.
You're gonna be amused to me. So- cause it ain't no sin.
Muddy water.